So I was just thinking about the last song that we sang together since Jesus came into my heart.
我们刚刚唱那首歌，自从耶稣来住在我心。
And I was thinking whether you sing those words in Mandarin or English, one thing is certain.
不管你用中文或是英文唱，有一件事情我们是确定的。
You have to smile when you sing those words.
你唱这些歌词的时候要微笑。
Amen?
对不对？
And isn't it a wonderful thing to look back in our lives and to celebrate that wonderful day when Jesus came into our hearts?
当我们回顾我们的人生，可以庆祝耶稣来到我们心那一天，是多么美好的一件事情。
And when we think of the Thanksgiving season, this is the essential reason that we give thanks and praise to God.
在这感恩的季节，这是我们向上帝献上赞美跟感恩最主要的一件事情。
How many ate too much on Thanksgiving?
有些人哪些人在感恩节吃的太多了。
They say that if you eat too much turkey, it's easy to fall asleep.
他说，假如你吃了太多的土鸡的话，很容易睡觉。
So I don't want you to fall asleep this morning.
今天早上我不希望你睡着。
The word of God is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path.
上帝的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
My prayer is that the words that we share today will give light and guidance.To my life and to your life as well.
希望我今天分享的信息能够成为你人生的光，路上的灯。
So we're studying the book of Ecclesiastes, and it's taking us a long time, isn't it?
我们在研读传道书，而且花了很长的一段时间了。
So maybe I need to remind you that Ecclesiastes is a book in the Bible in the Old Testament.
所以我想提醒大家，传道书是圣经旧约的一卷书。
And some of you know I have the privilege of getting to come every once in a while to share.And so we're sharing our fourth message from the book of Ecclesiastes.
那我曾经有过三次的机会来这边讲到，那今天我们要讲传道书的第四。
And we suggested in the very beginning that this book is about how we view death and how that impacts our view of life.
我一开头就跟大家讲，这卷书提醒我们怎么看对死亡，我们怎么面对死亡，就怎么影响到我们的生活。
It seems a funny place to start at the end of our life, right?
从我们的人生，从要死亡回头看，是很奇怪的一件事情。
But because we know that death is certain,
但是由于我们都知道死亡是确实的。
The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment.
圣经说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Then what I think about death and what lies after informs, hopefully, the choices I make every day about how I live.
我如何思考死亡以及在死亡之后会发生的事情，就可以告知我今生该如何生活。
And written into the tapestry of the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes' words is this idea that if I live thinking about myself and the pursuit of worldly things, it will be a futile life.
根据作者所编织出来的讲解，他说，假如我追求今生所有虚空的事情，那么我的人生活的就是没有意义的生活。
So I'm giving Annie a lot of words to say. She's great, isn't she?So I'll do a few shorter sentences now. But if I'm thinking about life from God's point of view,
但是假如我从神的观点来看我的人生,
and someone has said that wisdom is seeing things from God's point of view,
有人曾经说智慧就是从神的观点来看事情,
then I can experience what Jesus promised.
那么我就可以经历耶稣的应许。
Jesus says that the thief, the devil, has come to steal and destroy.
耶稣说盗贼来无非是偷窃、抢窃、抢夺、毁坏。
But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life to the full, or a full and abundant life.
但是我来是要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
How many of you believe that?
有多少人相信这句话？
Some of you don't know for sure, huh?
有些人不太确定啊。
But it is the promise of God's word. It's what God intends for us as we follow Him.
但是神的用意是，当我们跟随他的时候，我们就可以得到这个丰盛的生命。
You have to work hard in the book of Ecclesiastes to find things to smile about.
在传道书，他告诉我们，我们必须劳苦的工作，才能够活出让我们带来微笑的生活。
You have to work hard to glean the truths that will help you to uncover how to live a full and abundant life in Christ.
我们必须很努力地去拾取神的智慧，使我们的人生能够活得有意义，有丰富。
So in the first four chapters, we've discovered that man is chasing after the wind.
就在前四章我们看到人在捕风。
And what the writer is saying is that the man's desire and goal to find happiness in life
那作者说人在人生要寻找快乐跟目的的这个目标是什么呢？
Even though he chases after it every day of his life
即使他每天在追逐他所要的
It is vanity
都是虚空
It is pointless
都是毫无意义
It won't provide what he's looking for
他不能够提供人所需要的东西
Chapter 3 suggests that in our life, God has provided times for things that are good and times for things that are sometimes painful for us.
第三章，作者告诉我们，有生有时，死有时，就是快乐有时，哀伤有时。
But we know that in all of God's timing, His desire is to accomplish His best purpose and design for our lives.
而在各样的季节、各样的时间当中，神的用意都是要让我们活出他所给我们最好的那一部分。
We know how he knows how many hairs we have.
他知道我们头发有多少。
We know he sees the sparrow that falls to the ground.
他也看到落到地上的麻雀。
So if we know that, we know that he has a vested interest in all of our days, all of our choices.All of the goals that we pursue.
所以即使他关心我们有多少头发，关心麻雀落在地上，他就关心我们每天的生活中的每一天，我们怎么样去完成他的使命和他的目标。
One of the things we could say about God is that he is sovereign.
我们说到上帝有一点就是他是掌管一切的。
That he's in control.
他掌管所有。
But I'm going to ask you a question today.
但是我今天要问大家一个问题。
I'm thinking about three friends who I've had a conversation with this week.
这个礼拜我跟三个朋友谈话。
And they are all believers.
他们都是信徒。
One is a minister who has been married for about 15 years, and his wife has left him and his two sons, and he is facing a crisis in his life.
那一位是牧师，他跟他的妻子结婚50年了，但是妻子过世了，剩下他的孩子，所以他现在面对了人生当中的一个危机。
Can he believe that God is sovereign?
他仍然能够相信上帝是掌管一切的吗？
And if he believes that, how does that help him?
那假如他有如此的信念，那这个信念如何帮助他呢？
Another dear friend of Beverly and mine has just discovered that she has stage 4 cancer.
那另外一个我跟我妻子很好的朋友最近才发现她得到了第四期的癌症。
And she is undergoing an arduous regimen of chemotherapy that leaves her sick and exhausted.
那现在她进行非常辛苦的化疗，使她感觉非常的不舒服，非常的身体状况很不好。
Can she believe that God is sovereign?
她仍然能够相信上帝是掌管一切的吗？
Can she trust that God is at work in her life?
她能够仍然相信上帝在她的生命当中工作吗？
2 weeks ago, I met a man named John at our Thanksgiving feast where we hand out food to the hungry and the homeless.
两个礼拜前，我在感恩节那个季节分发食物之后，碰到一个叫做 John 的人。
He told me he had just recently moved from northern Washington town here after having a very serious heart attack.
他说他最近才从北华盛顿州搬到这里，而经历了很严重的心脏病。
He has lost everything he has.
他已经失去了所有的一切。
He has a backpack on his back.
他后面的背包。
He's sleeping on the streets.
他睡在床，睡在街上。
But he's been coming to church.
但他现在来教会。
Because he trusts in God.
因为他相信上帝。
Can he believe that God is sovereign?
他能够相信上帝是掌管一切的吗？
It's a big question, isn't it?
这些都是很好的问题。
And I don't know what situation you may be facing in your life.
但是我不知道你在你的人生当中面对什么问题。
Or what challenge you and I might face, each one of us, in the days ahead.
或是在未来你们，我们每个人会面临什么样的挑战。
But what we believe about God,
但是我们对上帝的信念,
what we believe about life as God intends it.
我们对上帝为我们人生所设定的旨意的信念。
What we believe about death.
我们对死亡的看法。
And what we think about eternity.
我们对永恒的观念。
All under the umbrella of the custodial care that God provides for us through the certainty of His sovereignty.
都在神是掌管一切的这个确信之下，掌管各样的问题。
Now, because the Word of God is the most important thing we're going to hear today,
那今天我们所要听到的是最重要的上帝的话。
And because every word of this chapter 5 I cannot share with you,
那第五章里面所的每一个字我没有办法与你分享。
I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles to chapter 5 and Annie is going to read each and every verse and I want you to think about what she reads as she shares it today.
那么现在就由我来读传道书第五章，请大家把你的圣经打开，我们从第一节读到最后一节。传道书第五章，你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人献祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶。你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要寡少。 Verse 3， 事物多就令人做梦，言语多就显出愚昧。你向神许愿，偿还不可迟延，因他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你许的愿应当偿还。你许愿不还，不如不许。不可任你的口使肉体犯罪，也不可在祭司面前说是错许了。为何使神因你的声音发怒，败坏你手所做的呢？多梦和多言，其中多有虚幻，你只要敬畏神。 Verse 8， 你若在一省之中见穷人受欺压，并夺去公义公平的事，不要因此诧异，因有一位高过居高位的监察，在他们以上还有更高的。况且地的益处归众人，就是君王也受田地的供应。贪爱银子的不应得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益知足，这也是虚空。货物增添，吃的人也增添，物主得什么益处呢？不过眼看而已。劳碌的人不拘吃多吃少，睡得香甜；富足人的丰满却不容他睡觉。Verse 13， 我见日光之下有一种大祸患，就是财主积存资财反害自己，因遭遇祸患，这些资财就消灭。那人若生了儿子，手里也一无所有，他怎样从母胎赤身而来，也必照样赤身而去。他所劳碌得来的，手中分毫不能带去，他来的情形怎样，他去的情形也怎样，这也是一宗大祸患。他为风劳碌有什么益处呢？并且他终身在黑暗中吃喝，多有烦恼，又有病患怄气。 Verse 18， 我所见为善为美的，就是人在神赐他一生的日子吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。神赐人资财丰富，使他能以吃肉，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。他不多思念自己一生的年日，因为神应他的心，使他喜乐。
Next slide. Romans 12:1 talks about what real worship looks like.
在罗马书十二章第一节告诉我们一个真诚的敬拜是什么样子。
If you look at chapter 4, the suggestion is that man seeks to worship himself and the stuff that he owns.
假如我们回顾传道书第四章，就是人常常寻求来敬拜自己，然后以自己所得的为荣。
It's really easy to do that, isn't it?
这是非常容易做的。
We might not like the choice of the word worship.
我们或许不喜欢敬拜这个字。
But think about how much time we spend doing the things that we choose to do.
但是想想看，我们到底花了多少时间做我们想做的事情呢？
And think how much time we spend financially spending our resources on the things that we want.
而且我们花多少的资财在我们想要买的事情上呢？
And think about in our lives where we invest most of the energy and most of the strength that we have.
然后我们的一生，我们花了多少能量跟力气去投资在我们想要的事情上呢？
And of necessity, especially for those of us who are younger,
那对年轻来说，我们最需要的是什么呢？
We would say we have to work.
你说我们一定要工作。
We have to pay our bills.
我们一定要付账单。
We have to put money away for retirement.
我们一定要存钱为退休来准备。
We have to take care of our children.
我们要照顾自己的孩子。
We have to take care of our, I have 12 grandchildren.
像我，我有十二个孙儿女。
We have to keep the house neat.
我的家里要干净。
The yard cared for.
好，那个外面的草坪要有人照顾。
Gasoline in the car.
然后我要有一个汽油的卡。
The RV waxed and shined.
然后我的这旅行车也要用蜡去把它打光。
We have all these things to do.
要做这么多的事情。
Do we worship them?
那我们会崇拜这些东西吗？
The question is, to what do we give ourselves that we would say reflects a heart and a lifestyle of worshiping God?
我们把自己的时间、精力资源投资在什么事上，就表现出我们到底在神面前敬拜的是什么。
Paul, when he is writing the book of Romans at the end of chapter 11, talks about how great and wonderful is the unconditional love of Christ for us.
保罗在罗马书第十一章要结束的时候，他说上帝的爱是何等的没有条件，是多么的庞大。
In fact, he says nothing can separate us from God's love.
事实上他说没有任何事情可以将我们与神的爱分离。
But when chapter 12 starts, in verse 1, he says, therefore.
所以在十二章一开头他就说所以。
What he's saying is this. In view of God's mercy and matchless love towards us.
他说鉴于上帝的怜悯以及他无以伦比的对我们的爱。
I plead with you, believers,
我请求你们这些相信他的人
that you present your bodies a living sacrifice,
要将你们的身体献上当作一个活生生的祭物
holy and acceptable unto God,
在神面前是圣洁的而且是他所愿意接受的
listen to these words,
好，听这几个字
which is your spiritual act of worship,
这就是你们属灵的敬拜
so worshiping God is just not when we get to sing the beautiful songs that we sing here on Sunday morning.
所以敬拜神不只是表示礼拜天来教会唱一些美好的诗歌。
But it is the serious and intentional everyday presentation of our life before God.
而是一个刻意的、有意的，每天把自己的人生当作一个祭物献给上帝。
We do that because He's sovereign.
我们这样做是因为上帝是掌管一切的。
He knows all about us.
他也知道我们的所有。
We do that because He is Savior.
我们这么做因为他是救主。
He's provided for our salvation and for eternal life.
他为我们的人生提供救恩，而且把永生赐给我们。
And so, as one translation suggests, it only makes good sense.That we would bring our lives as an act of worship before the Lord.
所以说，把我们的人生就当作一个敬畏神的敬拜献给他。这个东西本身另外一个翻译就是说，这就是想得通、行得出的事情。
The writer of the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 5 is going to give us just a glimpse into what it means to really worship God correctly.
所以传道书第五章就告诉我们，我们怎么在生活当中真正表现出敬畏神、敬拜神的一个方式。
That was a long introduction, wasn't it?
我刚刚讲的是很长的一段介绍。
But important for us in laying a framework for the words that we want to share in the next few moments.
但是他为我待会要分享的话语呢，打出一个很好的框架。
There are three things that I want to talk about in the few moments we have that the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes says about how we worship God.
那待会我就要跟大家分享传道书的作者怎么说我们在三方面过一个崇拜神的生活。
We must guard our steps.
首先我们必须谨慎我们的脚步。
That means we must be careful about how we come into God's presence and the relationship between what we say and what we do.
就说我们来到神的面前，我们必须非常的谨慎，要小心自己说什么，还有自己做什么。
And he talks about that we must guard our hearts.
他还说我们必须护卫我们的心。
And we're going to try to understand a little bit what it means to guard our hearts as we come to this point.
那我会稍微解释一下什么叫做护卫我们的心。
And the final thing that's consistent with this season of the year, and I would pray for every day in the life of the believer.
那最后一件事情跟我们现在感恩季节非常相配的，而且我希望在我们的一生中都能够这么做。
Is we must be intentionally grateful for all of God's great gifts to us.
就是我们必须刻意的感谢上帝给我们一切的赐予。
Now the first thing that he says here is that we are to guard our steps when we go into the house of God.
第一点他提到我们进到神的面前来进到神的家中必须谨慎我们的脚步。
Now remember this is the Old Testament.
这是旧约。
And the temple is where the presence of God, the tabernacle where the presence of God dwelt, right?
那神的同在就在会幕或是圣殿当中居住。
But in the book of Acts, we're reminded that God does not build in, live in houses that are built with human hands.
但是使徒行传也提醒我们，神不住在人手所造的屋子里。
But God lives in human hearts.
而且，但是他是住在人的心里。
But Paul asks, "Know you not that you are the temple of God?"
所以保罗就问说，难道你不知道你的身体就是神的殿吗？
The very person and presence of the Holy Spirit lives and abides within us.
而圣灵就住在你的里面吗？
So when we talk about coming into the presence of God, taking a step to where He's at,
所以当我们谈到来到神的面前接近他的时候
we only have to look within ourselves.
We only have to live within ourselves.
Look in ourselves where the Holy Spirit abides.
我们必须向里面看圣灵怎么样的居住在我们里面。
I think we forget this.
我想我们有时候会忘记这一点。
I think we say, I can't wait until I get to church so I can worship God.
有时候我会说是，哎呀，我等不及，要到教会去敬拜神。
But there is this acknowledgement that we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要承认圣灵已经住在我的里面。
And that we observe and honor His presence every single day as we listen to Him, as we walk with Him, as we obey Him.
那既然圣灵已经住在我们里面，那我们每一天每一时刻就要聆听他的话，遵从他的教导，遵从他的旨意而行。
What Solomon is, what the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes is saying, and some may say it's Solomon.
传道书的作者哈，很可能就是所罗门，他这么说。
That when we come into the presence of God, we need to think carefully about that experience.
说当我们来到神面前的时候呢，我们要非常谨慎小心接近他的这个经验。
How did you come here today?
你今天早上是怎么来到神的圣殿？
Did you come because your wife made you come?
是因为你的太太要你来吗？
Did you come because that's just what you do as a matter of habit every Sunday?
是因为你每个礼拜天有这个习惯吗？
Or did you wake up this morning and say, I can't wait until I get to church?
还是早上起来说，哎呀，我等不及，要马上去教会。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands.
当然，我不希望你来举手哈。
But that's the kind of attitude that God is looking for, a one of joyful expectation when we come into His presence.
那神所期望的呢，就是当我们来到他面前的时候，有这个喜乐的期盼。
And what the writer here says is that we are not only to come reverently to God's presence, but we are to come prepared to hear from God.
那作者说，我们不单要敬畏地来到上帝的面前，而且我们来的时候呢，一定要预备好我们的心。
Think about this for a moment.
好，我们想想这件事情。
Someone has said, "Is prayer is not a human microphone shouting our requests at God?"
有一个人这么说哈，他说祷告不是人用一个麦克风对着神来喊。
But our conversations of God's with prayer should be visualized as if it was His divine spiritual stethoscope sensing the life or the lack of it that we have spiritually in Him.
而是要从上帝 ，Can you rephrase this?
So it's not a microphone, but it's a stethoscope.
不是我们用麦克风对神讲话，而是神用这个听诊器来听我们的心，跟他这个神圣的灵格的时候，我们是怎么样来面对他。
I really like the comparison of those two things.
我也喜欢这两个的对比。
Well, lots of my prayers are like a microphone. God, help me.
很多时候我的祷告都是像一个麦克风，说上帝啊，你帮我。
There's a place for that, isn't it?
有的时候我们是这样，是需要这样祷告。
The Bible says, come boldly before the throne of grace.
有的圣经说我们要大胆地来到他的施恩宝座前。
But how often do we come before him just to listen?
但有多少时候我们来到他的面前就是想要去听呢？
And God, as we are praying to Him, is looking at how alive we are on the inside.
所以当我们跟神祷告的时候呢，神注意的是说我们里面对他是多么的一个活泼。
How vibrant is our faith?
多么的充满了生，我们的信心多么的充满了生气。
And He says to us, when you come to me, don't offer the sacrifice of fools.
所以他说你来到我面前的时候呢，不要献上这个愚昧人所献的祭。
Now that's an interesting phrase, isn't it?
这是一个很有意思的一句话。
What is the sacrifice of fools?
什么是一个愚昧人的献祭呢？
We don't have time to look for it, but in Luke chapter 19, Jesus talks about the prayer of a Pharisee and a tax collector who comes before God.
好，在路加福音十九章，耶稣讲到一个法利赛人跟一个税吏在他面前的祷告。
He talks about the Pharisee who comes and says, I am so thankful, God, that I am better than everybody else. I am not like other men.
好，法利赛人祷告说，哎呀，上帝，我好感谢你，我跟别人不一样，好，不像他们那么的差劲。
And I am proud of all the good things that I do. I give to the poor and I tithe and I am someone to take note of.
他说我所做的事情为傲，好，我十一奉献，我做了这些善事，我非常的高兴，非常骄傲。
Where the tax collector acknowledged that he was a sinner in desperate need of God's grace.
但是罪人的祷告却是说，神啊，我是个罪人，我很需要你的恩典跟怜悯。
The prayer of the Pharisee in that case is a sacrifice of fools.
所以法利赛人那样的祷告就是一个愚昧人的献祭。
Not really acknowledging who God he is and who he truly is.
他并不认知上帝是谁，他是谁。
So we come before God, we want to be careful about how we come to Him reverently that we enter His presence and we want to make sure that we're listening to what He has to say.
所以我们来到上帝的面前必须留意，必须谨慎，我们怎么样以敬畏的心，然后怎么样的去聆听。
And in the ensuing verses, he takes a lot of time, the writer of the Ecclesiastes, to say, don't make promises that you don't intend to keep.
那在接下来呢，从第四节开始，他就很严肃地讲说，你不要做任何你没有办法去成就的愿。
In fact, he suggests that this is what makes God angry.
事实上，他说这样的许愿呢，会使上帝生气。
In the Old Testament, the people were not commanded to make vows, but they were allowed to make them.
在旧约里，他并没有吩咐人去跟神许愿，但是人可以对神许愿。
But in the New Testament, we're told that we don't have to do that.
那在新约里面，他告诉我们说，我们不需要这么做。
What does Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢？
Let your no be no, and let your yes be yes.
让你的不是就是不是，让你的是就是是。
Make sure that what you say is what you intend to do.
你说到就要做到。
Coming into God's presence means that we must come reverently, listening well, and only sharing with Him the genuine, truthful thoughts of our heart as we honor and worship Him.
所以当我们来到神面前呢，我们必须有敬畏的心，有一个聆听的耳朵。而且要承诺自己所答应的事情，这样子就是敬拜他，就是赞美他。
The second thing I think is important part of our worship is that we must guard our hearts.
那在敬拜的生活当中，第二个很重要的事情就是我们要护卫自己的心。
In verses 8 through 17, there's no mention of heart, but it talks about conduct and things that we do that reflect.The mindset or the attitude of our heart.
虽然这几节当中没有提到心这个字，但是它所反映出来的就是我们的行为就表露出我们的心态。
The writer of the book of Proverbs says,
箴言的作者说，
Guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
说你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效都发自于心。
When he uses the word heart, does he mean the organ that pumps blood throughout our body?
当他讲心的时候，是指在里面打血的这个心脏吗？
It may be a metaphor for its life-giving sustainability.
它只是一个比喻，讲到它是能够产生生命，帮助我们稳定的一个器官。
But in the Hebrew mind, it was much more of that.
但在希伯来的思想里面，它的意义更深刻。
The heart included the intellect.
心就包括你的认知。
What I know.
我所知道的事情。
The emotions.
你的情感。
What I feel.
我所感觉的。
And volition.
还有你的意志。
The things that I choose.
就你所选择的事情。
And the writer of the book of Proverbs understood that these three things are inextricably bound together.
箴言的作者就知道，这我们的思想、情感、意志三个是完全融合在一起的。
And so when the Bible says guard our heart,
所以当圣经说要保守我们的心的时候，
here's what he's saying.
他的意思是，
let what you know about me through my word,
让你对我的话语所知道的，
to speak to your feelings, which may change every day according to circumstances.
对你那个每天都会根据情况而转换的情绪来说话。
Let what you know about me guide the decisions that you make.
让你所对我的认识来引导你要做的决定。
That's really difficult, isn't it?
这个不容易，对不对？
Because we feel things deeply.
因为有时候我们的感觉相当深刻。
And we're not saying that our feelings don't have validity in a place of importance.
我不是说我们的情绪在一个重要时刻的时候呢，它不重要。
But because they change,
但是因为我们的情绪常常改变，
they need to be measured and weighed against the unchanging certainty of the absolute truth of God's word.
因为我们情绪常常改变，所以要用神不改变、稳定的话语来引导它，来衡量它。
So that what we decide to do, how we respond in any situation,
好让我们所做决定所做的事情，在任何的情况之下，
is directed by what we know to be true,
由我们所认知的真理来引导，
not by the feelings that we have that can change according to every situation in life,
而不是随着情况随时改变的情绪来引导。
There's several things that the writer draws attention to here.
所以在这里，作者提醒我们几件事情。
He talks about injustice.
首先他提到不公平。
About people who are over other people making decisions that affect their life.
告诉我们那些有掌管别人生活权利的人。
But what he says in this context is there is someone who is always higher, and the metaphor is, and above all of them is God himself who is the final judge.
他在这句话里面讲到说，每个人都有一个人在他上面，但是在每个人的上面，不管你是什么层次，上帝是最高的审判。
So if we see somebody who's done something wrong or somebody who's hurt us,
所以假如你看到一个人做了错事，或是有个人伤害了你，
our feeling may be one of deep hurt and a desire even to get even or to pay them back.
我们的情绪会很受伤，然后有一个感觉就是我要报复。
But guarding my heart means letting myself remember that God is the one who is the final judge, and I can trust Him to work this situation out.
但是保守你的心就表示说，你知道上帝是最后的审判官，所以你不要在这个时候做出报复的举动，用这样的方式来护卫自己的心。
Guard our hearts.
所以要保守我们的心。
I think a second thing that he draws attention to in great deal in this passage of scripture, verse 10, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money.
然后第十节他更提醒我们，贪爱银子的不应得银子之足。
This is God speaking.
这是上帝在对我们说话。
You know what he's really saying?
你知道他在说什么吗？
I did not hardwire you in such a way that I made you that you would find satisfaction in wealth and money and things.
就说神在造我们的时候，他造作我们呢，就已经定下了说，你不可能因为得到世上的东西而满足。
And yet in these verses and throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, the writer feels obligated to tell us why that is so true.
然后在这之下的篇章里面，他再一次重复这样的真理是多么的信可信。
And the final thing he says in this passage of scripture,
在这一段经文最后他说，
is we can't take any of it with us.
我们什么都带不走。
We leave the world naked and we die naked to walk into the endless ages of eternity.
我们离开这个世界的时候呢，是赤裸裸的，而且是赤裸裸的进入来生。
So he's saying the things of this world that pass away cannot give us satisfaction.
所以他说这个世界上会流逝的东西没有办法带给我们真正的满足。
Have you ever, maybe you were out car shopping and you saw this beautiful, beautiful Volkswagen that you just had to have?
假如你去买车，你看到这个很美、很漂亮这个 Volkswagen， 你说：“哎呀，我一定要这部车。”
He said, "I have this Volkswagen. I will be happy the rest of my life."
好，假如我有这部车的话呢，我将来就会很快乐、很快乐。
How long does that last?
那这个快乐持续多久呢
？Pretty soon, the smell goes away of the new car.
忽然之间，那个新车的味道。
Pretty soon, there's a little dent.
然后被撞了，有一个凹洞。
And then all of a sudden, the satisfaction, the happiness we thought that would bring dissipates and is gone.
我们以前以为可以为我带来的快乐马上就消失了。
So we have to be able to guard our hearts.
所以我们必须要保守护卫我们的心。
I like that Volkswagen. It might give me really good gas mileage.
我很喜欢那个车，而且它给我的汽油呢是非常好的。
But it isn't going to satisfy the deepest desires of my heart.
但它没有办法满足我内心真正的需要。
That's how we guard our hearts.
这就是我们怎么样护卫我们的心。
Remember what God's word says: wealth cannot give you satisfaction.
就是要记得上帝说的哈，财富没有办法真的满足你。
And even though we're caught up with the emotional allure of things around us,
即使我们受环境都引诱我们的这些东西感到快乐。
We let what we know speak to how we feel, so we'll make decisions that are honoring of God.
我们就要让我们所认知的真理来。护卫我们的感觉，所以我们做出的决定是对的。
Another thing is, we kind of have raised in a generation where we don't really like to work hard.
那另外一点就是，我们这个世代大家的这个教养呢，好像我们都不希望努力去工作。
And that may not be so true in the culture in which many of you were raised, where hard work was revered and honored.
那这个观念跟我们中国人成长的环境，就是说辛勤劳苦是好的，这个价值观不太一样。
But here in the United States, people are looking for a way to make an easy dollar, and they are looking at get-rich schemes that will help them achieve what they want with little or no effort on their own.
那在美国有一个风气呢，就是大家希望很快的致富，不要太努力去工作，我就可以赚的很多的钱，买自己所要的、想要的东西。
Notice what it says in these verses.
但是你要留意在这几节他怎么说。
Contentment and real inner rest are found in the pursuit of meaningful work.
满足还有真正的享乐跟安息呢，是找到一个让你值得付出一个真实的劳苦的工作。
That's really contrary to how we think today, isn't it?
这个跟我们今天的想法是矛盾的。
But God's design is that as we work and as we pursue.What he has designed for our lives.
那神的设计是，当我们追求人生能够带来满足的这些工作的时候
，there is a contentment and a rest in that.
那你就有满足，那边你就可以安息。
On Tuesday and Wednesday in my counseling business, I see anywhere from 13 to 20 clients.
在我礼拜二、礼拜三的辅导的工作当中呢，我看大概在20到30个病人。
And at the end of the day, Bev will tell you.I am exhausted.
结果到一天的最后呢，我就是精疲力竭了。
But I'm content.
但是我相当的满足。
And I can rest.
而且我可以休息。
Because I have obeyed God and sought to please Him in the expenditure of the resources that He has given to me.
因为我顺服神，而且做了上帝给我的资源，我所该做的事情。
And so we have to remember that even though work is hard and it feels very tiring and disabling.
但是我们要记得，虽然工作看起来是非常的困难，而且好像让我很辛苦。
That the Word of God tells us.
但是神的话这么告诉我。
It is one of the ways that we experience contentment and rest in our lives as we utilize His gifts.
这是我们使用神的恩赐的时候，我们可以得到的满足，还有可以得到的安息。
And then the final thing that he says that we have to remember is that we can't take anything to the grave with us.
最后他提醒我们哈，我们必须明白，我们什么都带不进坟墓里。
Bev and I were sitting in our front room this morning. We just have a little house. It's only 1,100 square feet.
我跟我太太的房子大概只有1100平方尺。然后今天早上我们坐在屋前。
But it's kind of filled, you know, we're old, so it's filled with lots of things that we've collected, and they kind of mean something special to us.
那我们房子里也保存了一些我们收集的东西，这些东西对我们来说都具有特别的意义。
And I said to Bev this morning,
我对我的今天早上对我太太说，
We're not taking any of this with us.
我们这一个都带不走。
You can't put any of this into my coffin.
你不能把任何一个东西放在我的棺材里。
It won't fit.
它装不下。
So when I'm thinking about acquiring things,
所以当我想到收集哈，收集各样东西的时候，
when I'm like the rich man who said, I need to build even bigger barns than I already have.
我就好像那个财主说，哎，我要建立更大的仓库来储藏我有收集的东西。
We have to remember in our head,
但是我们脑筋要记住，
what the Word of God says.
神的话怎么说？
You're not taking this with you.
你这个带不走的。
So lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
所以要为自己积存财宝在天上。
Not on earth.
不在地上。
For where your treasure is,
因为你的财宝在哪里？
There where your heart,
你的心就在哪里。
Also, guard your heart.
所以要保守自己的心。
So living a life that is a life of worship is guarding our steps.
所以活出一个敬拜神的生活呢，就是要谨慎我们的脚步。
Guarding our hearts.
要护卫我们的心。
Maybe this is the easy one, right? And then giving gratitude to God for all of His good gifts.
那第三个步骤就是必须感恩上帝所有的赐予。
At the end of this particular fifth chapter, the writer says,
在第五章最后结束的时候呢，作者这么说。
He says, it is good and fitting.
他说我所见为善为美的第十八节。
For us to work and to live.
就是让我们能够工作能够生活。
When he says it is fitting, he is saying, this is what God intends.
他说这是美又善的，就是神的旨意就是这样子。
This is the opening that God intends for us to fit into.
这是神给我们的一个空间，要我们把这些放在这些空间里面。
And so he says in verse 18,
所以在十八节他这么说。
Two parts of this sentence I want you to think of.
这段话里面有两部分我要你去思考。
The few days of life that God gives us.
神给我们几天的日子。
So notice two things.
有两件事情你要留意。
A few days.
就是不多的日子。
Life is but a vapor, James writes.
雅各说人生不过是一个气泡。
It appears for a moment.
它出现少时。
And then it's gone.
然后就消失了。
Even for good Christian people that happens.
即使对好的基督徒这也是一样。
We heard the tragic story of a wonderful pastor in Morro Bay who was suddenly killed by a drunk driver.
我们听到一个很不好的消息，就是在 Morro Bay 呢，有一个牧师被一个酒驾车的人给撞死了。
The shortness of life.
人生真的是很短暂。
A few days.
只是几天而已。
But they are all, get this, a gift from God.
但他们全部是来自上帝的恩典。
He even says in this passage of scripture that food and drink and work are God's gifts to us, verse 19.
他甚至在十九节说，我们所吃的、所喝的都是上帝的。
So he says two things we do.
所以两件事情我们做的。
We accept our lot or our place in life.
第一，我们接受我们人生当中的位置，我们的那一份。
And we rejoice, we take joy and gladness in the work or the place that God has placed us.
然后在我们的工作，神所安排我们的地方，我们能够欢喜快乐，这就是神的恩典。
And verse 20, it says, the man who remembers this will be occupied with joy in his heart.
然后二十节说，这么想法的人呢，他的人生就会充满着喜乐。
So the formula he's suggesting is very simple.
所以他所建议的方程是非常的简单。
We want to guard our steps, make sure as we come into God's presence that we are coming with a heart that is honest and open before Him.
当我们来到上帝面前的时候，要谨慎我们的脚步，我们对他是敞开的，而且是尊敬他的。
We want to guard our hearts.
我们要保护我们的心。
And make sure that the things that we know from God's Word speak to the emotions that we experience so that we make good choices.
要让我们对神话语的认知来引导我们的情绪，好让我们做出正确的选择。
And guard our lives against the seduction of worldly things that would steal the joy of the Lord.
而且要小心，不要让世界的诱惑夺取了我在神里面的喜乐。
We have to learn, I think, to be intentionally grateful.
我们也必须学习刻意的对上帝存着感恩的心。
I want to share an object lesson, and Jackson and I have not rehearsed this, but we're going to do it together.
我要做一个这个视觉的这个比方。
Francis Chan is one of my favorite pastors.
陈恩凡牧师是我喜欢的牧
师。Have you ever heard of Francis Chan?
有多人知道陈恩凡牧师？Francis Chan.
I met Francis Chan about 21 years ago at a funeral I was doing of a relative.
在21年前，我为一个亲戚举办追思礼拜的时候呢，我认识陈牧师。
He was unknown at that time.
那个时候他不为人所知。
He was maybe 30 years old.
大概才30岁。
And we did that funeral together.
我们一起主持那个追思礼拜。
But even at that time, I was moved by his humility and his integrity as a young pastor.
但是在那个时候，我就因为他的谦虚还有他的诚信。
He is now a speaker in great demand, literally around the Christian world.
事实上，他今天成为了在基督教圈子里面常常到处去讲道的牧师。
And I saw him do this once. He said,
有一次我看他做这个比方，他说
that this string represents our life.
这个绳子这一段就代表象征我们的人生。
And he says that this string represents eternity. So Jackson, if you'll just keep walking there.
那另外这条绳子呢，代表永恒。
This is all of eternity here. I'm going to put my foot down there so you won't grab it.
这么长的一条绳子呢，象征着永恒。
And this reminds us of the endless ages of eternity that God is preparing for us.
它象征神为我们预备好这个数不尽、走不完的永恒。
We have this promise from God's word.
那神的话语给我们这样一个应许。
But the wages of sin is death.
说罪的工价就是死。
We know from Scripture that means eternal death and separation from God.
那这个死呢，我们从圣经知道是永远的跟神分开。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ.
但是神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里是永生。
Now, do you see the length of that rope?
所以你看到这个绳子的长度。
That's a picture of eternity.
那是象征永恒。
This piece of red is a picture of our life.
这个红线呢，就象征我们今生。
And here's the question.
问题就是。
How much of our life, our resources, our worship, our work, our joy, are wrapped up in this small piece of life?
那我们人生所有的崇拜、所有的喜乐、所有的工作、所有的劳苦，是多么的掺合在这么小的一段时间里。
And how much of the things that we do, that we believe in, are wrapped up, I'm going to pull this up, are wrapped up in eternity. Think of it.
想想看，我们今生所过的生活有多少是会进入到这个永恒的里面。
That's why the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but he loses his soul?
这就是圣经讲说，好，假如一个人赚得了全世界，却失丧了自己的灵魂，有什么益处呢？
If in this part of life, he has everything the world has to offer.
假如说他在今生有这个世界所能给他的一切。
But in all of eternity,
但是在永恒的里面。
He misses out on God's blessing, God's greatness, God's design for his life.
他错过了神的祝福，他错过了神对他人生的旨意。
Where are you making your investment? Is it in this?
所以你为你人生的投资就是在这么小一段时间里面吗？
Or is it in this?
还是在那个永恒的里面？
That affects how we worship God.
那个就会影响我们今天怎么敬拜神。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们献上感谢，因为你的话语。
We thank you for its truth.
我们感谢它所透露出来的真理。
Help us to guard our steps.
帮助我们谨慎我们的脚步。
To guard our hearts.
护卫我们的心。
And to be grateful to you.
而且感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.